In this episode, I'm going to break down the latest developments on LinkedIn Live Video.
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery.
What is up? What is up? At least that's how Jim Rome from the Jungle starts his programs. And for years, exactly 4 years, Jim Rome, for the national sports talk show host, was one of my clients in Los Angeles when I was at the premier radio network, Clear Channel iHeartRadio, helping to lead digital marketing. So what is up to all of you? I am fired up to tell you about LinkedIn Live Video. It is not available to the general public yet, but there are beta testers, and you're going to hear from two of them in this episode, who are using it to grow their reach, their following, to influence target customers. But specifically, what I want you to be doing is thinking about how you can use LinkedIn Live Video for your customers. Now, I actually think this is something that you could be setting and should be setting up your customers to be using as their part of their gaining influence and prospecting. It is a great opportunity for them, let's say, they're in the medical device space, and the reason I bring this up is I'm about to speak in Minneapolis in just a couple days at the Medical Device Marketing Conference. And if you're trying to sell medical devices to, let's say, a surgeon of some kind, maybe it's a urologist, then you could be using the power of LinkedIn Live Video when it rolls out to be able to start a campaign to that audience and to teach them about your device or how urologists could get better outcomes using your device, right? Become the guru, your clients could, and they could then also be sharing information, answering questions, being helpful. You know, I think you know at this point that helpful is the new viral, and virality doesn't have to happen like you're going viral to millions. Instead, if you can cater to one very specific niche, you could become, or your clients could become, the guru of that space, the thought leader. And I believe that in every industry, there is room for another expert that's going to be providing unique value, showing people how to do something with greater ease or greater profitability. So what I'm doing with this is I'm telling you about something that is coming up in probably 6 months. And the reason I'm doing this is everything starts with strategy. Now, if I tip you off, you should start having this conversation with your clients. How could you be using LinkedIn Live to influence your target customers so they buy from you faster? That's the type of conversation you want to have internally before you get on the phones externally with your clients. Got it? And as you know, everything starts with a very smart tactical strategy. So figure out who is their audience. What is that audience craving? What type of information do they look for online? What are the questions that your client's target customer asks as they go through the buying process? Those are topics, right? And start getting them ready, because when LinkedIn Live becomes available, you want to be the one that helps get them out there so they can start driving leads and converting them faster. It is a well-known fact that people don't do business with the best expert in the industry. Later on in this episode, I will tell you who they do business with. And you should sit tight to hear that, because it'll transform the way you think about building up your clients so they could sell faster using the power of video on LinkedIn Live. Now, I have watched over the years when Google Plus first rolled. Oh, we all giggle. Ha, ha, ha. Google Plus, what a failure. We laugh at it like it's MySpace. But as a digital marketer, I've watched this cycle happen many times. It happened at Google Plus, and when it did, I was one of the first beta testers for Google, and I jumped on that, and I jumped on it early. I created amazing content. Google hired me to go to unique places and to tell live stories, like if you walked into the office, you would see a plaque on our wall, a thank you gift from Google, because Team Wirebuzz was the live on location reporters at Google's live broadcast of the 50th anniversary of the JFK assassination in Daly Plaza in Dallas, Texas. And I was that on-location reporter interviewing people about the anniversary, right? And I did that on Google Plus. When Google Plus was rolling out, I broadcasted live, and Google was a sponsor, at many of the largest medical conferences of the year. And when the people who are developing the latest breakthroughs in the fight against cancer came off the podium, in front of talking about their breakthroughs in front of the peers, they would then sit down with me, and I'd interview them for 10 minutes, 20 minutes. And I did this over 9 hours, over 3 days, breaking news that got 164,000 views around the world. And that's what led Google to have us host their World Cancer Day broadcast and Men's Health Month and Breast Cancer Awareness Month programming. So that was like great for my career. It introduced me to not only a lot of people to be interviewing, but big companies like Google and national and international organizations like the World Health Organization or the Center for Disease Control or the Komen Foundation, like all these people that eventually I would be servicing and providing business support for. So when LinkedIn Live happens, jump on it like I advised all of you listening back then when Facebook Live happened and taught you how to use that. That's probably one of my best videos that continues every day to get lots of views, how to use LinkedIn Live, right? So be the guru as it happens. Teach your audience, be prepared. And in this episode, you'll find the latest information as LinkedIn starts to prepare the world for going live. All right, I'm joined right now by Kurt Mercadante. Kurt is he empowers entrepreneurs and executives and business owners to break free and be fulfilled by living their freedom lifestyle, which I think is quite admirable for all of us that are enslaved to our work or driven by passion for our work. Kurt, welcome to the Toddcast.
Todd, thank you so much for having me on. Pleasure to be here.
Oh, I'm super excited. I feel like a horse out of a barn, man. Like, I want to talk to you about LinkedIn Live. You have been using it and testing it. Let's, before we get into the LinkedIn Live part, tell everybody about Kurt. And, you know, I know what makes you unique and special in the digital landscape, but how do you explain it?
Yeah, I built three profitable businesses. They all did six figures in year one, including a seven-figure PR and ad agency that I shut down overnight because it wasn't fulfilling me. Mm-hmm. And I had built that over the span of 13 years. I had my ups and my downs, as any business owner will do. When my father passed away in 2012, I realized that I was killing myself doing something that didn't allow me and didn't empower me to feel like I was doing what I was put on this earth to do. So I shut it down at peak revenue overnight. I began coaching people. My business has grown and expanded and evolved. Now I do a lot more speaking, training, and I'm in the midst of building a media company. LinkedIn Live is one part of that. My podcast is another part of that. And you're going to be seeing some more interesting things over the next year. I have a book coming out in September. I'm going to work on some mini documentaries, those types of things.
Cool. My favorite entrepreneurs are the ones that have had opportunities to go down a road successfully, look around, and then make the determination if that is the path or the lifestyle that they want to have in the next chapter of their life, because that takes a lot of courage. And then to be able to help people find their own freedom is, I think, one of the highest orders we could be providing to humanity. So thank you for doing that and for centering yourself on that. You're a LinkedIn Live beta tester. Talk to us first about how long and what your experience has been like thus far.
Yeah, well, I've been on LinkedIn, gosh, I don't know, 2003, 2004, right, something like that. And when I shut down my agency, I was like, okay, well, what am I going to do now? I knew I wanted to coach. I had been coaching as a side hustle, so I knew I wanted to coach. But in terms of what am I going to do now? How am I going to get clients? So I did, what the experts say. You got to hire a Facebook ads guru. You got to do a webinar, and that's it. They're going to magically come, right? I see those Facebook ads every day, right, and all these people are doing it. They're making millions. So I did that. I spent about 15 or 20 grand, and I got zero clients.
No Bentley?
Yeah, right. I didn't have the Bentley. I couldn't even rent the Bentley like many of those people do, right, or fake it. So, but, you know, I it, it wasn't it wasn't necessarily the guy I had as my consultant's fault. It was garbage in, garbage out. I didn't have my message down. And so I decided I'm going to just go back to first principles and I'm going to make a video every single day. I did that for 90 days. Over the span of that 90 days, it was right when LinkedIn came out with video. So this was in 2017. Yep. I posted it on Twitter, my videos on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn. The only places I really saw signs of life for a variety of reasons were LinkedIn. About 60 days into it, I was like, okay, I'm building audience. Then I refined my message. I stopped talking about my coaching program. I started talking about people's my problems and other folks' problems. And then I started getting clients. Over the span of last year, I directly related to LinkedIn video only. Six figures came in directly just from that. You know, I determined this late last year. I was sick of being a slave to LinkedIn because I started chasing the algorithm. Oh my gosh, there was a span last year where it was like, if I wasn't getting 20 to 40,000 views as a minimum, I wasn't happy.
Right.
I had some videos that organically got 300,000 to 400,000 views, and then all of a sudden it was taken away like that. And then all of a sudden I'm struggling to get 500 views, 1,000 views. And what it forced me to do was, the interesting thing is, when I was getting hundreds of thousands of views, zero clients.
Right.
And again, it's not all about clients, but we got to eat, right? That's, we need money. And I can't serve and I can't fulfill my mission if I don't have clients. What I noticed was I started chasing views, which didn't equal business success. This year, I find it difficult to get 500 or 1,000 views, but I'm getting more clients and doing better than ever because I'm refining my message and speaking specifically to a narrow customer persona.
And I've experienced everything that you've just described, but I also know that the one variable that we can't measure or see is the LinkedIn algorithm or even the exposure and what the quality of that is. And we, you know, if we were getting 100,000 views, we don't even know if those are real. I mean, there's like all those issues that come into play that not making a point about LinkedIn or them not being ethical at all. It's something that we have witnessed is video has become more dominant across all the platforms. The numbers are changing drastically as they're trying to find what is that new normal. Now, you use LinkedIn Live, and tell me first what are you using it and what are you using it for?
Yeah, so I signed up. It took me, I don't know, maybe a month to get approval. I was like, come on, give me it. And I've decided, you know, I'm testing different times a day, you know, see what works. I use it, and I have been using it not just to do videos, talking head videos. I've decided this year to level up my podcast.
Yep.
So I'm basically doing live broadcasts on Monday and Friday of my podcast. So Mondays and Fridays, my podcasts are just me speaking. Wednesdays, I have an interview segment. Those I tape beforehand. And so sometimes I've run those as lives. There's enough things going on and things that could go wrong when you tape them that I've decided I want to focus on the interview and doing good interviews, promote it. Listen, people got to come and subscribe to my podcast.
And then you push it out as a live. Is that right?
I did that once. Okay. You know, I did that once. I taped it and then pushed it out as a live. I did it once. I've thought about doing it again. You know, some people are like, oh my gosh, it's previously recorded and you didn't mind that. You didn't say that. You know, the fact is, if you ever watch Gary Vee, he'll push a video out as a live, and he's open about it. He says, this is of a keynote I did 3 months ago. I'm pushing it out as a live. It's like a TV show. It's taped before a live studio audience. And so, you know what? I'm testing it. I did it last week with a 53-minute, or 2 weeks ago, with a 53-minute interview. I'm trying to see, is that too long? What's the sweet spot? When I do it myself, it's around 8 to 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And I start off with 10 or 15 viewers, then it's up to 35. And then, you know, they go from there. And so, yeah, it's just like anything else. Test, see what works, and double down on what works.
Here's what I love about this, and I hope audiences are hearing from Kurt and also some of the strategy that I'm going to provide. It's not the best expert in a niche that gets hired. It is the best known expert. It always has been. You know, like none of us know if Gary Vee is really the best digital marketer, but he is the best known one. Sure. And that helps tremendously. So when this becomes available to the general public, it's going to be important for people to jump on that opportunity early, become the guru of their niche. And you will see that like a magnet, if you do what Kurt mentioned, like a magnet, people will start being attracted to you if you have the right messaging and you address the right problems that customer is experiencing. Do you buy that, Kurt?
No, absolutely. I think there's a great video. You can't talk about politics without people getting their undies in a bunch, right?
Yeah.
But I worked in politics for years, and I use the example of, say, of Donald and Hillary in 2016.
I don't know who they are.
Yeah, exactly. Well, the problem is when you talk about you don't know who people are, it was interesting, and there's a great video. I think it's called Commanding Charisma or something. It's a YouTube video, and it was taken before, and it was a guy who said, I'm not voting for Donald Trump, but I predict he will win, and I've bet $1,000 he will win. And he goes into exactly why. This was before the election. He talks about, for good or for bad, there's the old thing that no press, all press is good press. It talks about the free media impressions that Trump got everywhere along the way. Then it looks at Hillary's message was all about Trump, giving him even further media. She had Love Trump's Hate. And the guy's like, she puts his name on a bumper sticker. Everything he said without making a value judgment or a partisan political judgment came true. And becoming the, when you suck all the air out of the room of every other single candidate, interesting things can happen. And it's a great lesson to be learned. Again, I'm not talking about specifically the content of what
this
he
is
said.
Marketing 101.
Exactly. And so, you know, you want to be ethical, you want to be valuable, but I say stuff that is the real me, and I'm not afraid to say it. You know, when I give speeches, I drop F-bombs, and people say, well, if we have you speak to us, you're going to drop them. I said, I don't plan them, but yeah, and if you don't like that, don't hire me. And I get a lot of people who disagree with things I say in my video, and I welcome them to disagree in the comments, because you know what? When they disagree with me in the comments, they've just introduced me to their entire audience.
Yep, which is great.
So, yeah, exactly.
Which is really great. Okay, so when you are, are you taking a niche with your LinkedIn Live and targeting a niche or a persona that you're trying to influence and inspire to take action?
Yeah, I mean, at a very basic level, you know, I don't want to get into the details of my customer persona because my goodness, now anything customer persona reeks of in this politically correct culture.
I'm with you, man, but just a yes is sufficient for me. You're using marketing principles, you're talking to a niche, and you're addressing their pain points and providing thought leadership.
Yeah, and more, as importantly as addressing my niche, I know who I'm not trying to attract, and I am not afraid, and in fact, overtly try to repel people. People who want a coach to tell them what they want to hear instead of what they need to hear. People who will coddle them. I've had people say, you're so tough on people who are just trying to figure it out. I had someone in January meet me and said, you're a lot nicer in person than you are online, specifically because I was going to speak. I wear a lot of times superhero t-shirts, and I had a Punisher t-shirt on, and someone was triggered by my Punisher t-shirt, and I told him it was the stupidest comment I had ever read. And she said, well, you're a lot nicer. I said, well, I'm nice. I just tell the truth, and I'm not afraid to tell the truth. And if people are repelled, it goes back to what you said. Speak to your specific customer persona, and part of that is repelling the people who aren't in that persona.
All right, good, love it. So I talked to my audience about using a dog whistle at the beginning of their marketing, which is an indicator for that audience. Oh, it's for me, they turn their head, right? It's basically the same thing. I'm repelling people that the whistle isn't for. So next week I'm speaking at a medical device marketing conference, and my ad that goes out to their audiences on the registration page while I'm speaking, you know, while they're looking to sign up, is something like, starts off, medical device marketers, that's the dog whistle, right? Anybody who is in a medical device, you should be repelled. Go do something else. This isn't for you, right? And the whole rest of it is tailored to them. And I think you're doing something very similar in where you're making it for an audience, you're removing the rest. And it seems like LinkedIn Live, talk to me about the functionality of the tools. Are the tools ready for prime time now, or is there some area for improvement that you think they're going to need to go through prior to their official public launch?
Yeah, you know, I think LinkedIn is probably doing it smart by letting, you know, you have to go through their third-party providers. So I use Switcher Studio. I don't even remember the names, Multistream or Restream, some of these other ones. I use Switcher because some people told me, try it, and it seems to work. You know, that can be a bit clunky. You know, if I want to do a Facebook Live, I just go right into the Facebook app and I do a live. LinkedIn, I have to do it from a different app. There's some cool functionality in that app. I've talked to some people who, you know, there's some delay. So I learned to build in a countdown slide beforehand. Mm-hmm. I learned that to build it on the back end because it ends, because there's a delay. So some people were being cut off. I've had some people, you know, it provides selection to do it in HD or, you know, high. I did the HD and it cut off in the middle of it. So it's not ready for prime time yet, which is why they're doing the beta.
All right, so it feels like from a conceptual perspective, people need to recognize that this is one, a tool that you need to be authorized to use by LinkedIn as a beta tester. And then from there, you need to then go get a third party plugin of some kind that you're gonna be using on LinkedIn to be able to do this live streaming thing. But first you have to be blessed to have access to it via LinkedIn's beta team. And I'll put on the show notes page how you can get access to the link to become one of these beta people, but they're not giving them out right now. And then the next part of this is, it feels like Periscope and Twitter Live when it first got set up. Is that a good characterization?
Yeah, I don't remember when it first got set up, but I know, you know, when I got LinkedIn Live, I was like, great. And I expected it to be, take my LinkedIn out app, do it.
Yeah.
It's not that way. So you have to, once you get it, I was so excited with it that I just went out and I figured it out while I was doing it. Okay. Gets a little frustrating. I know some people who have still been trying to figure it out for a couple weeks. Take some time, read the FAQs. Like on Switcher, they have a great FAQ section. You can bring in an intro, how to do that. My suggestion, if you do that, try to broadcast from your iPad instead of your iPhone, because there's enough little things to switch on and off. You can see it all on one screen on your iPad instead of your iPhone.
That's a good little hack. So, all right. So how long have you been using LinkedIn Live?
2 or 3 weeks.
All right. Perfect. I see this pop up in my feed all the time, which tells me that LinkedIn is following a very similar format to Facebook Live, where they provide notifications or advanced placement for people that are doing it. They're creating awareness that this functionality is coming. Hey, I know you don't know the answer, but if you could guess when LinkedIn Live would be rolled out to the general public, when do you think that is?
Yeah, you know, that's interesting. I think back to video. When they first came out with video, it was all beta testers.
Right.
And I think they came out in the summer. I want to say June or July. I feel like maybe by January they had it where it was not beta anymore. Because I remember people, I still don't have video. Actually, now that I think about it, it may have been well into January. So I would say 6 months. And when did they come out with it? April or May?
Yeah.
So maybe by the end of the year. I mean, I think this is a whole different animal. You mentioned the notifications, how you see when I go live.
Yeah.
I've talked to some folks who go live like every day, and they said they lose like 3,000 to 5,000 followers every time they do it, because some people haven't figured out how to turn off their notifications, so they're constantly seeing notifications of Jim's going live. Some of that is the user in addition, or the consumer in addition to the video person.
Yeah,
they got to figure that out, because once they roll it out, all of a sudden if everyone's going live, it's going to clutter it up.
Problematic. So, yeah. All right. So for business people, I want you to be aware that, you know, Kurt is trailblazing with this right now, and he's providing us insight that generally wouldn't be available unless we were able to connect up like this. So be prepared. When it does roll out, you should be the first one in your niche. You should be the one that's starting to use some of these tactics that Kurt and I mentioned to get yourself out in front of your business or your customer base and start providing them helpful information. You know, helpful is the new viral. Kurt provides helpful information, which makes him invaluable. Kurt, how do people find out about you?
Yeah, my website is kurtmercadante.com, or just search Kurt Coach and Beard, and you'll probably find me in LinkedIn somewhere and link through. You can link through to my website, and best place to find me. I'm super active on LinkedIn, as we've discussed today.
Yeah, this is great. Kurt, I've wanted to talk with you for a while now. I see the beard pop up regularly. It's great to meet you and the beard. And if you go to Kurt's website, you'll notice that he's got beard branding on point, and that's pretty impressive. Kurt, I'd like to turn to you in the future to talk about some other topics, because even though you're using LinkedIn Live, your wheelhouse is in areas that my audience could benefit from. Would you be open to doing that later on down the road?
100%, absolutely.
Beautiful. All right, Kurt, thank you so much. For those that want to get more information on Kurt, I'm going to put his information on the show notes page and also the website address. And Kurt, thanks for joining us on the Toddcast.
Thanks so much, Todd. My pleasure.
All right, let's go right now and talk with another LinkedIn Live beta tester. This one's in Africa. I'm joined by Bridgetti Lim Banda. Bridgetti, thanks for joining me on the Toddcast.
It's a great honor. Nice to finally meet you in person.
Yeah, it's super cool.
Well, that's how it feels like anyway.
I know. But listen, I think that's a good indicator that live on LinkedIn, which you specialize in, and video marketing, all we're really doing is simulating the human-to-human interaction that economically wouldn't be feasible because of the distance between us. Bridgetti, talk to me about LinkedIn Live and how this has been incorporated into your career.
I am particularly excited about live video. First of all, I love live video. And when I first started 2 years ago, it scared the daylights out of me because I've never done this before. But when I focused on the reason why I'm doing it, what got me started in live video is the Cape Town water crisis. And I realized that I had the ability with live video to share a message, not just locally, but globally, and was a cause that I was extremely passionate about. And that got me over my fear initially of going live. So if you understand that your message is greater than you, you're going to get over that fear of live video. And I think once the bug has bitten and you've realized the value of the human-to-human interaction, it is simply amazing. Now, I want to tell you something. Tomorrow, I am interviewing. I've got a show that's just been live for a year. I interview authors. Now, tomorrow, I'm excited about a particular interview because one of the initiatives I started offline many years ago and took part of it online was the CIO Forum, getting together CIOs from around the globe to interact with academia. So I met a CIO in Canada, and I'm talking about 15 years ago, roughly 15, 20 years ago. And I'm interviewing this guy tomorrow on a live stream on LinkedIn. And I'm so excited because I've known him for such a long time, but it's been, you know, a text kind of relationship, text and email. And to finally be able to talk to him face to face like this is going to be amazing.
That is so cool. You touched on a lot of things that piqued my interest right there. First and foremost, that we all have fear and apprehension when we start doing something new. But if your message, like you said, or your passion is great and you're serving people, that you can overcome that fear and apprehension and be that vehicle to get the message out. And I absolutely love it. And then I want to talk with you about LinkedIn Live. What is that user experience like? Are you able to reach out to people that don't have LinkedIn Live and do a live chat with them? Or do they both have to have LinkedIn Live?
No, absolutely not. As long as they've got a steady internet connection, that for me is the huge thing. And even if they have a crappy camera, it doesn't matter too much. As long as they've got a steady internet connection, that is the main thing. Because, yes, we all want great visuals. That's first prize. But ahead of the great visuals is perfect sound. Because, you know, we all remember the days of when we first started with TV. It was crappy. It was crackly. You know, you used to get up and hit the box to get the picture right. So initially now, where we are at LinkedIn Live in the beta version, it's still baby steps. There's still lots of hurdles to overcome. And it's going to get to the point of greatness. But right now we're in beta. So we don't expect perfection. And I've seen a lot of the people that go live are struggling with the tech, for example. And I get that, because when I first started with LinkedIn with live video, the tech part was an additional hurdle in addition to getting over the fear of being live. And I think it is a part where I see a few comments and they're getting unstuck with the tech, you know, not being sure how to use it. I have the additional, I think, edge or benefit in that I've been using the tech for the last 2 years. I'm comfortable with the tech. And so the transition for me was an exciting one, because I thought, yay, this opens up a whole new avenue where, you know, on the other platforms, it's kind of a hit and miss. You want to really hit business people. But going live into LinkedIn, it's like, bam. These are business people right there in your face.
Okay, I love it. You get me super excited. Like, you and I in the same room would be trouble. So I want to talk to you now about what you just addressed. How do you target these? Like, who are you for your business and your area of influence? Who is your target audience? And how are you targeting them on LinkedIn using LinkedIn Live?
My passion is to share stories, because I have I love interviewing people, and I love making other people shine. And I do that by making sure that when I interview people, they have a great experience. I want them to walk away and say, I want to be on your show again. Or I want them to go tell other people, you want to be on that girl's show because she's great. You know, I had this fear of going live and she made me feel comfortable. That's my mission. So the other thing that I'm quite passionate about that I really would like to do is, not everybody wants to learn the tech and not everybody needs to learn the tech. But if they want to get their message out there, I want to say, hey, if you are passionate about using live video as part of your marketing strategy, but you find that you don't have the capacity to share your message or to get your head around the tech, you'd rather just focus on your message, I'll be that person to produce it for you.
Beautiful. I love this. Very sincere way of wanting to engage, lift up, get somebody's message out. Now, Brigetti, when you are using LinkedIn Live right now is not available to the general public. It's just beta testers like you and a handful of other people right now. What do you know about the rollout to the general public?
I'm not sure. Look, I do know that the rollout is slow, and I can imagine there's still a lot of hurdles that LinkedIn has to overcome. And I can't see that it's ready to roll out to the general public yet. I don't see that. I think there's still a few things that LinkedIn needs to get into place. And I don't think that there'll be a general take up. You know, the people I see taking up live video for now are people that are already public speakers. People are already comfortable with talking to the general public. I think the average Joe Soap in business is not ready to take that leap yet.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, can I ask you about your topics? When you're doing your LinkedIn Live, how are you selecting the right topics for your audience?
I'm very open to anything that has to do with the business sector, anything that'll educate people, that'll empower them to do better. And stories that enable others I'm passionate about those.
Beautiful. Now, there's a real power to helping people tell their story, but part of being a great interviewer means you also have to be present and interested. Could you give me some tips on how you stay not only engaged, but how you extract out the right nuggets of stories while you've got people on camera?
Well, for me, the experience of interviewing someone starts way before you do the actual interview. You have got to do your homework. You've got to do some research, some preparation, because you cannot simply hit the go live button. That's going in cold is not a good idea. It's not going to give you a successful interview. You need to know something about that person. You need to know what they're good at so that you can be sure to get those golden nuggets out of the person you're interviewing, and make them comfortable about sharing. I believe that's important as well, because if they're not feeling comfortable to share, they're going to hold back. So you want to be able to bring the best out in your interviewee.
And something tells me that you've got, because you have a wealth of experience, you have different techniques you use for different people based on what their level of comfort is. Is that right?
Absolutely. There's no silver bullet for me when it comes to interviewing someone. It's very, very personalized. Depending on your history with the person and what you know about them. And what I also tend to do is, if I don't really know the person, I'll go and Google them. I'll go and watch their other interviews, and I'll see what are the nuggets that I would like to bring out in this particular show, depending on what the topic is and who the audience is.
Okay, beautiful. Now, Bridgetti, I know that in your background, and you mentioned it briefly, but in your background, you used to be a live stream reporter, and that one of the areas that you planted your flag is you brought people's attention to the Cape Town water crisis. For those of us who may not know what happened there, can you pique our interest and give us a high-level overview of what happened in Cape Town?
Yes, we ran the risk of running out of water completely, and there's 4 million people in Cape Town, and we were set to become the first metropolitan city in the world to run out of water completely. So we had this prospect of having to line up for water every single day and get an allocation, and it really scared the daylights out of me and everyone else living in the city of Cape Town. Fortunately, we were able to narrowly avert it, but it meant that we had to change our relationship with water. We needed to understand where our water sources were coming from, how that water is distributed, and how that water is reused or could be reused and recycled. So we've made some major changes in our relationship with water and how we view water. And you know, Todd, the interesting thing that came out of this is that I was amazed that mainstream media picked up my live streams, you know, just from Googling me. Whenever they Googled water crisis, they found me. And so it led to several radio and television interviews locally and internationally. And that to me was a measure of success of what I was doing with the live streaming.
Absolutely. Generating public awareness, being a servant to your community, creating larger attention and awareness to create a solution for it. I mean, this is how we use these tools. What platform were you using back in the day with the Cape Town water crisis for your live streaming?
I was using Facebook. Now, the reason I use Facebook, someone put a question on to LinkedIn the other day, and they asked about, you know, the platform that you use. And my answer was, you need to go where your audience is.
Right. It's just that simple, right? You have to be where they are. And what I love about this is the riches are in the niches when it comes to being online and being successful. And when I got started as a talk show host and an investigative reporter, it was all about broadcasting to the largest number of people possible. But when the web became available, real success was about narrow casting to a very specific audience that wasn't being served. And you did that so well that you niched, provided a service around a topic that people were screaming for, literally, And the mainstream broadcast media found you because they needed somebody who already understood and owned that conversation. And that's a really great way to backdoor yourself into a much bigger audience. Really well done.
And you know, the interesting thing about what I was able to do, and I think what was unique about what I was doing, is that I had the water crisis was highly politicized, very politicized. And I came in as an independent source of information, and I had zero political affiliation, or I was not affiliated to any of the mainstream media. You know, I was in nobody's back pocket. I had nothing to lose. All I wanted to do was be an independent source of information for my community. And that was my mission.
Yep. Isn't that interesting? You know, when I was on the radio, we often felt like if you weren't a Republican or a Democrat, there was no audience for you. But when you go through crisis, people gravitate towards people that don't have any type of power or political affiliation, and they just give you the straight details. Now, in your profile, it says that you've been a program manager for Academic CIO Forum. How do you use, or do you at all use, LinkedIn Live for that audience, for CIOs?
I haven't yet used it for that audience, but I definitely want to move into that space, because I previously built an offline community, getting people together in a room. But with live video, I think it can be a lot more effective, because CIOs, by virtue of what they do, they're very, very busy people. Yeah. Their time is extremely valuable. And you can now, you know, not only do this on a local level, you can do this on a global level. And right. That is the exciting part. And I've started using the phrase, you know, you getting into a space where it's, you're moving your business out of the four walls. So it's business without walls. You can now do business globally. Think, you know, stop thinking locally. You can now do business internationally without physically being in that location. I mean, you and I talking to each other like this now, it
remarkable.
Doesn't get any better than this.
Yes, I agree. I wrote something in my... I do a podcast, okay? I do a podcast called Video Marketing Mastery. We teach businesses how to sell faster using the power of video like this. And I wrote something in my notes right here, which I'm just going to show you on the screen and not expect you to read, but there it is. I wrote it last week. Doesn't every industry have a place for someone who will talk about the industry with passion and clarity and make the latest developments understood? Now, I think we would both agree that in every industry, it doesn't matter if you're providing an academic forum for CIOs or you're helping enterprise businesses generate money faster, every industry has a place for someone like you to go out and be a voice and to champion the cause. And in every one of those industries, they will rally and bring you in as long as you're ethical and you're honest and you provide great information. I'm sure you're already seeing people rallying behind what you're doing, correct?
Oh, absolutely. You know, and there's one of the things that sometimes prevents people from getting started is people think, you know, what are my colleagues going to think?
Right.
What are my, you know, what are my business partners going to think? The truth is, they're going to rally behind you. They're going to champion you because you were the one that was bold enough and brave enough to take the step to put yourself out there.
Right.
So I'd say, you know, don't let that hold you back. You'd be surprised at the amount of support you get when you actually do take the step of putting yourself out in the public arena.
Yeah, I think people call it leadership, right? They see other people do things, they're too intimidated to do it, and then they start to see them shine, and before you know it, you've distanced yourself from everybody else and developed a bit of a thought leader platform to be able to help guide and advise. Where do you see LinkedIn on a calendar? If you had to put a pin on there, and I know I'm just gonna put you on the spot, any wild guess on when you think LinkedIn Live will be available to the general public?
I would say at least another 6 months, mm-hmm. minimum. There's still a lot of growth to take place. Now, so I don't see it rolling out in another 6 months.
Okay. Super. Now that's helpful because that allows us to plant our flag down the road. I already know when it hits my account, I already know exactly what my strategy is. I've already laid it out. And I don't know if you've noticed, but Facebook on mobile and LinkedIn on mobile almost look identical right now. The user interface, the color palettes that they have, the borders, the way the text looks. And so the other day I was drinking coffee and I saw that I had the ability to go live. And I, out of my mouth, said, my life is about to change. And then I realized I was on Facebook and not LinkedIn because they virtually look the same now. But and my wife said, what do you mean your life's about to change? And I go, well, for a moment there, and I just came back crashing Earth, I actually thought I could go live on LinkedIn. And I know what my tactic is to be able to, you know, follow in the path that you're doing and help rally my industry and use it as a way to target customers and educate and convince them on the right paths for their business. I'm super excited about this. When developing news on LinkedIn Live happens, can I count on you in the future to have another follow-up conversation on this developing story?
Absolutely.
All right,
without
super.
Without a doubt.
And where can people find out about you?
People can find me on LinkedIn, because since this is about LinkedIn, people are very welcome to reach out and connect with me on LinkedIn. My LinkedIn name is my first name, Bridgetti. So linkedin.com/Bridgetti.
Beautiful. Well, she's Bridgetti Limbanda, and she's in Africa. She is a goodwill ambassador. She's a LinkedIn Live beta tester, and she isn't afraid to go live to bring the story direct to her audience. Bridgetti, thank you so much for joining me on the podcast.
Awesome. Thank you for the opportunity, Todd.
So much fun. Thank you. I look forward to talking with you soon.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Well, a special thank you to our guests for joining us on this podcast episode. If you're trying to figure out right now, like, what are the topics for your business that'll help you be profitable? We created a topic selection worksheet. It's free to you as a listener of this podcast series. And you can get access to our topic selection worksheet, which will walk you through the Wirebuzz process. And all you have to do is go to wirebuzz.com/topics with an S. And if you want to learn how to guarantee that your videos generate the only thing that matters, ROI, you know, return on investment, I create a 5-part web-based mini course. It is also free. Use it. Learn from it. You won't burn any mental calories watching it because every day for 5 days, I will send you the next update. We've noticed that like 68% of the people make it all the way through because we tell powerful stories, we teach, but we keep the momentum going. There's a lot you can study from watching our ROI mini course. And you can get access to that at wirebuzz.com/ROI. 3 little letters that'll change the whole game for your business. On behalf of the Wirebuzz team, I look forward to seeing you all on LinkedIn. Hit me up if you're not there. I'm dropping bombs throughout the week. And when LinkedIn Live rolls out to the general public, you know that I'm going to be crushing it like a boss, teaching people the power of video so they can be a video marketing master. Peace.